This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine's Donbas region say Ukraine and Russian forces are reportedly waging a street-to-street battle for the eastern industrial city of Severodonetsk Monday, with the situation changing hour to hour. Severodonetsk is key to Russia's aim to take over the eastern Donbas region. It is the largest remaining Ukrainian-held city in Luhansk province. City Mayor Oleksandr Stryuk said street fighting was raging, but told Ukrainian television, "We have focused enough forces and resources there to beat back attacks on the city." Both sides claim they have inflicted huge casualties on each other. Meanwhile, ceremonies were held in Normandy, France, Monday, commemorating the Allied invasion of German-occupied France during World War II, otherwise known as D-Day. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler says Ukraine was on the minds of those marking the day.
U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley spoke about Ukraine's struggle in its fight against Russia's invasion during a ceremony on the 78th anniversary of the D-Day landing.
The fight for Ukraine is about honoring these veterans of World War II. It's about maintaining the so-called global rules-based international order, the order that was established by the dead that are buried here.
For the past 2 years, D-Day ceremonies were reduced to a minimum due to COVID-19 lockdowns. This year, crowds of French and international visitors, including veterans in their 90s, were back in Normandy to remember those that were lost. I'm Shelley Adler.
General Milley said the United States and its allies will continue providing support for Ukraine in the spirit of the soldiers who died during D-Day. This is VOA News.